we always had what we call a cotton sack. Mm-hmm. Take about 3 or 4 yards of bulging bud and sew it together, make you a sack out of it, and you can pick anywhere from 50 to 75 and 80 pounds in it. You'd had a dragon.
Yeah, I guess you were a little boy, would be as big as you are.
Yeah. You could drag that much, but if you didn't mess around and get too much, you wouldn't go through with it. That stuff is heavy.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for, say, the trenches that are cut by the plow when you in the ground? What do you call them?
Furrows.
Furrows? Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to say you had a good yield of cotton, you'd say, yeah, this year we raised a big
crop of cotton.
Mm-hmm. And to get rid of, say you wanted to plant a field that had some trees and stuff, then what would you have to do to it first?
You had to clear it.
Yeah, you had to clear the field. And you have a name for, say, the second cutting of clover or grass in the field. Is there any name for that?
Nothing on the second cutting or third cutting.
Is something like that?
Yeah.
And talk about wheat for just a minute. Wheat is usually tied up into a what?
A bundle. We never fool with no wheat, though.
Never fool with it. Anybody ever call that bundle a sheaf?
Well, I never heard it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said the bundles. What would they be piled up in?
Into a shock.
How many bundles would it take to make a shock, you know?
Well, you could just put them in it if you want it.
What would usually be a good yield of a good crop of cotton? About how much per acre?
Well, we growed it a bale to the acre. Now they claim they can grow 2 or 3 bales to the acre. But when we grow a bale to the acre, that's a good crop.
What would you have to do to, say, oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, that I don't know. We never did have that. We did. Well, we never fooling much oats in it at all.
I don't guess there's many around here anyway.
No. What there was, they combined them and.
Yeah. We're talking about wheat, so I'll ask you, what do you call the stuff made of flour baked in loaves? You know, you know what I'm talking about? You use wheat, maybe you didn't make it. And you always eat it with every meal. And
called it flour.
Yeah, or say you use the flour and you make that into what? And you eat a loaf of what?
A bread.
Yeah. What are some of the different kinds of breads that people like to eat around here?
Mm-hmm. Flour bread and corn meal.
Now what is flour bread? How is it different from?
It's a fine dust and corn meal. Some folks like it coarse, some like it fine.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the kinds of cornbread that you might make around here?
Well, we have what's called egg bread.
How do you make that?
You just, I don't know how to know how to tell you.
What's in it? What kind of stuff is in it?
I wouldn't know how that come about, but they break the egg and put it in there with the milk and stuff and stir it up. But I never had much to do with that. I don't know nothing about it.
What other kind of cornbread might you have?
That's right all I know of.
Would you have, say, a kind where you just had cornmeal and salt and water? What would you call
they
that?
They call it a hoe cake.
Hoe cake, something like that? Mm-hmm. Anybody ever call it a Johnny cake? Never heard that around here. And is there any kind that you say you were making before the fire on a board or something like that? Did you ever? Was there any kind you ever cook in ashes? Never had it. Or if there's a kind sometimes you might eat with fish, you might have a little bit of onion or green pepper in it and you